You're listening to SBS News.
Nyai weta kira kira inana yurapina bakanji wupajiku wato kampakula kaipu kuringi iki manti o Kenya. Hello, look, our country, we remember Bakunji people, old man, old woman, yesterday, today, tomorrow, this ground, Wakenya.
That's a welcome to Bakunji country delivered by 11-year-old Katolka Wyman. She's from a town called Wilcannia in northwestern New South Wales, which is the home of the Barker River, or as it's known in English, the Darling River. The river flowed in March this year for the first time in 3 years. And the children of Wilcannia spent all their spare time fishing and swimming. But a few months later, most of the water was gone and the effect on town was detrimental.
The river's like a gathering place, like that's where everyone hangs out, but when there's no river, there's no us.
Her older sister, Amelia, agrees.
When the river's here, everyone has fun, everyone goes down there every day, 24/7, and when it goes, people are just heartbroken.
For the past 3 years, the dry riverbed has been attributed to drought. But the banks of the Barker are green this year, and according to the New South Wales Department of Primary Industries, Wilcannia is no longer drought affected. There are some pools of water left in the river from the rain, but there is no flow. Instead, the river is stagnant and algae is starting to grow. The management of the river is extremely complex as it's part of the Murray-Darling Basin plan, which crosses 4 states. There is a sharing plan in place, but the girl's father, Owen Wyman, believes the town is not represented.
As soon as the water comes, they take it for greed. There's a lot of cotton that's popping up around the western area in western New South Wales and the upper western, and it's sad. Because the government doesn't know or realise what it's doing to us as traditional owners of the land, of the river.
Indigenous representation on the Murray-Darling Basin Authority Board, which manages the sharing arrangement across states, was promised by Agriculture Minister and former Water Minister David Littleproud last year. A position has been created and funded, but it's yet to be filled.
I understand that it also takes all the states to agree, and I think Minister Pitt is now trying to achieve that, where all the states agree with on the successful candidate, and that is part of how the Murray-Darling Basin plan has been structured.
In 2018, the federal government set up a $40 million fund for Aboriginal communities to invest in water for cultural and economic purposes, but no money has been paid out to date. In a statement to SBS News, the new Water Minister, Keith Pitt, says he's working on a framework for implementing the Water Entitlements Program with Aboriginal communities. Disappointed by the slow pace of government action, Owen Wyman is taking the fight to Canberra himself by creating the first Indigenous Party of Australia.
Because the government ain't listening, so we thought about, well, why don't we start our own party? If they're not going to listen, we'll make them listen.
He's working on achieving 500 members to make the party official. To attract the attention of passers-by and hopefully start a conversation, a mural is being painted in town. It displays an eagle diving into the water to catch a yellow fish and the words, "River is our heartbeat, water is our soul." The artist is 26-year-old Newcastle-based Bronte Naylor. She paints large collages, but COVID-19 cancelled her 2020 plans, so she agreed to paint a picture for this cause. Ms. Naylor says the handprints on the mural are painted by local school students.
Even though we only had like half an hour with them, it's kind of nice to get to know them, and it's a little bit of ownership as well. This wall isn't alien to them.
The eagle is one of the totem animals for the Barkindji. They believe when they die, they turn into the eagle and fly over the land and look after their people. Barkindji storylines are based around the river, and its health is important to pass the knowledge down to future generations. Lucy Murray, SBS News.